Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
6:02 in the a.m.
I think the clock's not working. No, I'm joking. It is working.
So he got to work this morning, and I'm wearing my, what is this? My North Face hoodie.
Yeah.
It's good weather. Good weather. And Jessica from Mix 106 says it's National Ugly Sweater Day. Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Your sorry ass looks like you're in Long John's.
So I just so happens, I got to go to an Ugly Christmas Sweater Party tomorrow. So I went by the house in Essex yesterday because I had two ugly sweaters. And I got both on not knowing which one I was going to wear. And it just so happened it was in the Forerunner. I said, all right, I'll change and put on an ugly sweater. This thing is warmer than the hoodie.
Yeah, you got too many white friends, man. You're going to Friendsgivings. You're wearing ugly sweaters. Like, what are you doing?
I also hang out on North Avenue, too, though. So.
Yeah, that's just to try to keep the street cred up. Oh, man. Man, but you know, like, it is funny because, like, looking at the ugly sweaters and how everybody's getting in this festive celebration and having a good time, and I'm sitting back here just like, leave me alone.
Exactly. But see, that's that Jessica energy, though, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's annoying.
That's very fair. I mean, you have...
It's that Jessica energy, man.
I like the fact that he just had it in the car, and he's like, well, hell, I'm going to go throw it on then.
Yeah.
The other thing, like we were talking about it pre-show, is that I had a very interesting couple of days off.
You had interesting yesterday.
Yeah, I haven't even told Joe this yet. So
you got to hear this one, Joe.
I'm sitting down at my house. I live in a cul-de-sac in Glen Burnie. So like, you know, obviously street ends, there's nowhere to go. We see cars coming down our street all the time, mm-hmm. thinking that you can get out to the main road going, what the hell? And then looping back around and going back up and going out. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting down. I record a gambling podcast every day. I share it on Twitter at JCon Sports if you want to check it out. So while I'm doing yesterday's or right as I'm starting yesterday's, I'm like, damn, man, my neighbor came in hot. Like the house right to the left of me. I see a car coming in. Now, mind you, I've got a window to the right of me or kind of in front of me, but I can't see the house to the left of me. So like I'd have to get up out of my seat where I'm podcasting and go, and then I can see the house. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, once he goes off out of my view, I don't know what happens. And so I see him coming in hot. I'm like, damn, man, that was quick.
Like, I could see Joe here, but I can't see the door.
Exactly, yeah. Just like that. So as I'm, like, finishing up or I'm getting ready to finish this part of it, I look up and I go, well, damn, there's a cop car. There's a cop car. There's a cop car. So then I lean and get up and look, and I'm like, well, damn, that guy ran into my neighbor's house. He drove right into my neighbor's porch all over his Christmas decorations. The dude jumped out of the car and started running into the woods to To which there's like 17 cop cars, there's canines, there's all the, like the forensic unit came out after everyone left. And apparently they were on another crime scene where this guy stole the car and then took off. They eventually caught him. But like for that.
So this was the car at a crime scene.
From my understanding, I don't know. This is what I was told.
He steals the car from the crime.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
I think he was being looked at. He stole it to get away.
Okay, I got you.
From my understanding.
So he was a suspect and he stole the car.
There might be some cop that was out that way. Right, you guys were right in front of my house. I was the goofball walking out like, huh? My wife's like, take a picture. And I'm going, I don't want my neighbor seeing me take a picture of them when they're like in disarray. So I took a picture and I sent it to her. And she's like, it's not a good picture. And I said, I ain't taking another one. So,
but wait. She judged the picture.
See, I said, the picture's
that's
not.
That's so female. That's so female, man. Take it. I don't like that. Well, take it again.
So it's, it was an interesting day yesterday with that being said. And then my son and I went out to one of these seafood boil places.
Yes.
Crack and Juicy is what it's called. And it's a small place. It's not like a chain. It's not a big place.
It's called Crack and Juicy.
Yes. You want to go?
No.
I'm good. Can I tell you, Rob?
Go ahead.
I would recommend that place to anyone.
Really?
The food was so good. And it doesn't... I'm telling you, when you drive by, you're like, what is that? Just to like pick up or something? Food was amazing. As soon as he walks in, the guy's like, are you new? Have you ever been in here before? I'm like, no. So he goes and gets me a fried shrimp. He goes, here, each one of you guys try this. One of the best fried shrimps I've ever had in my life. It's really good.
Have you ever been to the one on Boston Street called Baltimore Seafood?
No.
That's good, too.
All right. I like a good seafood
boil. So crack and boil. Crack and juicy.
Yeah. Just think about my sweatpants, what I have written across my ass, where it says juicy. And what, anyway, just going to say, and what you like to smoke. And then you can't forget it.
It was
nice the past 2 days.
Yeah, it was normal. It was so normal in here.
I was just telling Joe how good Monday and Tuesday was.
Was good to me too. So bitch, it was good to me too.
Yeah,
chilling. And I said, "Hey Rob, I hope you feel better." I didn't know I was sick. But it was getting ready for some college football. We got some words from Nick Saban that are. Quite thought provoking.
I mean, he said how a lot
he
of
ain't
people
lying.
He said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah,
that's what he lying. Said.
You know, let's just say that.
I don't agree with him, but
he ain't lying.
Yeah. James Madison, Tulane.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna like what he says.
No, you're not. Not at all. Or no one on that level. Orioles still quiet. I think I'm gonna go with a date, Jeremy. Can I predict the date?
Mm-hmm. Let me see if it's a date you told me that I wrote down.
December 29th.
Holy hell! December 29th.
That's gonna be my date. Write it down.
And who is it?
It's either. It's. I'm thinking it's gonna be Framber Valdez. But I don't think they're out of the market for a position player.
Really?
No.
Look at Kyle Tucker and let's make everything weird.
I told Ed, who did I say? Lefty hitter for the Yankees. Plays center field.
Bellinger.
Bellinger. I said Bellinger comes.
Really?
I told Ed, I think Bellinger plays center field for us.
Yeah.
I think they get him on like a 2-year deal.
Is Kowser gone at that point?
From center field. I don't think he's gone. But I don't.
But I'm saying if you make a move like that, it gives you flexibility with your outfield. You don't have enough spots for Beavers and Kowser. You don't have enough spots at first base for Mountcastle and Mayo.
Where's the hole down in the field? Where's the hole?
Defensively?
Anywhere. Offensively, defensively. Where's the hole?
I don't think there's many holes.
I think center field is. I don't.
Okay. Let me just say that's my. I don't think there's any holes, but that would be my biggest worry.
Right. I don't think this ownership group wants to leave anything to chance. I don't think they're going on hope. I don't think they're going, hey, we're hoping. No, we ain't hoping crap.
Yeah.
we got this guy out here. I wouldn't be surprised. But I think the next move for the Orioles, big one. I'm not talking about picking some guy off of waivers or anything like that. No, don't hold it. I mean, us doing multiple segments on the move. I think we'll come in here on December the 30th. Talking about what they did on the 29th.
Okay.
That's my date prediction.
See, and I kept telling people, I think there's at least two moves coming.
Yep.
One being a signing and another being a trade. But there might be three moves coming.
Two signings. And because of the second signing or the first signing, now they forced them to make a trade. and bolster it again. I think they're going for broke. I just do. I think they're going. I mean, the American League East is going to be solid next year.
It's funny because who was I listening to saying that they think the Orioles missed their window? I was like, how do you miss your window when you come out of a rebuild for 3 years? Yeah. How do you? You still have Gunnar Henderson locked up until 29. Like, what do you really? That's what you think?
Harold Reynolds said it.
Harold, just like, come on, man, be smarter than that. And people like I've even heard people talking about the Kansas City Chiefs saying, well, they got to figure out a new way to play because Pat Mahomes, he may bleed into next season, but I ain't writing that guy off or telling him that the Chiefs window, it's closed. They got to figure out. No, they don't.
I don't know if their window's closed, but something I will say I'll keep my eye on in the offseason.
Kelsey's retired.
Not only that, does Andy Reid come back?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
I'm keeping my eye on. Does Andy Reid come back? Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45, but on the other side for the Ravens, will injuries impact Sunday night football game? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's good rainy music right there, Joe. Rainy Friday.
Hey, Joe, can I bring up something from yesterday where you remember when we sent our picks in the text group for the game last night and we both picked Seattle and Rob said, you don't know? Who doesn't know now? Who doesn't know now, Rob?
That's deep.
By the way, when I was going to bed, I was like, all right, Rob knew. And I woke up this morning, I went, Rob ain't know.
I didn't. It was a good game. Yeah. The game was
it's one of the best games
everything
ever.
That it was built up to be. It yep. was. Sam Darnold, I'm telling you, he's not that guy, but he's a guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy, man.
That game last night had everything you could possibly want, unless you had the under. But no, like looking at it in overtime, you were talking to me about them going for two. It's like, should they have? And I'm going, well, there's 3 minutes left. They can't afford a tie where the Rams could have played for a tie.
Yeah.
Because then it gives you the tiebreaker in the division. So it's almost like winning anyway if you're the Rams.
Woozie did not practice. Teddy Cannon, naturally, he did not practice. John Jenkins did not practice. And on the limited list was Tyler Linderbaum, Ronnie Stanley, Kyle Van Noy. Mm. Lamar Jackson fully practiced. Do you think injuries will come into play in this football game?
I mean, God, it's such a hard thing to say with how everything is set up, because obviously it's going to come into play. I do think the Ravens getting healthier might offset some of the things that we're seeing, mm-hmm. depending on who plays and doesn't. But again, are you playing at a... I don't think anybody's really playing at 100% at this point of the season, but how close to it are you? The thing I've been saying about the Ravens, like I just went on FanDuel Radio and they asked me about this Ravens team. Like, what do I think of them? And they've been hard to kind of... I said, the one thing I think now is that I do think they have a good defense. I still question the pass rush, which can lead to some bad games.
I don't question the pass rush. There's nothing to question. They don't exist. Don't exist.
I mean, they look good in the last game. But yeah, I mean, when I look at it, I do think, can injuries play a part? Sure. But the weird thing is, somebody asked me about Drake May, and I said, I don't worry about Travion Henderson or Ramondre Stevenson beating them in the run game, because I think the Ravens have a really good run defense. Look what they did to the Steelers the other night.
I like Travion, though.
I love him. I think he's fantastic. But New England's doing this thing now where it's like, hey, you want 12 carries and you get 12? Man, come on. Travion's better than Stevenson. You saw it. I know you don't want anybody to get Wally Pipp, but come on. Watch the difference when the two are running the football right now.
Do you think it's that, or you think it's them, like, you know, wanting him to be around a little bit longer?
That's a very fair question. So I don't know. Again, you might be right that, like, it's going, hey, I don't want him hitting that rookie wall. Right. Let's kind of temper our expectations during the regular season.
We know we're going into postseason. When postseason, we'll amp up and give him 20, 22 carries.
It could be. The one thing that I keep saying about New England, if you haven't watched them play a lot, they kind of have, and I don't mean this derogatory, but like a who's who of nobody at wide receiver. Sure, you know Stephon Diggs' name, but it doesn't matter who they're throwing to, be it Booty, Diggs, Douglas, Hollins, if it's one of the tight ends, it doesn't matter who the guy is that gets his on that particular day. But the thing with Drake May is I feel like with his ability to extend plays and also to run the football, like he had two rushing touchdowns last week, I think that changes some things and it makes you do some things differently on defense. So yeah, he does concern me.
Is the fact that, is that a testament to Drake May that it doesn't matter who the receiver is?
I just think he has a lot of smaller, fast, the old Patriot way. You remember all the receivers when they had all those, if you want to call them, I used to call the white guys they had in the slots the vanilla midgets, but I don't think you can say those terms anymore. But
vanilla or midget?
Maybe both these days. I don't know. Maybe so they're both back.
When I go to my small guard package on my basketball team, I can't yell midgets anymore?
No. Little people.
But they respond.
Yeah, because that's probably what you taught them. Yeah, but no, like, again, looking at the situation that you have at hand, he's got a lot of similar wide receivers that run intermediate to deep routes, and he mixes it up with the tight ends underneath, and they'll throw to the running backs at times. I like him. I can't believe I'm saying this, because I didn't think anything of him coming out of college.
Oh, Drake May?
Yeah.
Me either, and I like him.
And it's almost like, I tell people this, you know how much I'm against the quarterbacks that come out. I always say, you know it when you see it. Every once in a while, you're going to be right, but you know it when you see it that the guy should go up top. Like this year's draft, I'm going, really? This is what we're doing? We're forcing these cats up top? I'm not a big believer in Mendoza. But for me, when a quarterback ends up being really good, or at least I think he's going to be really good after thinking he wasn't, it's almost like going to a movie and not expecting anything, and the movie was amazing, and you come out going, God, man, how great was it? Like, it just kind of shocks you. Yeah. So I'm in that camp where I think Drake May is a really good quarterback. I don't think he should win the MVP or anything this year. That's Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
But he is good and can make some things happen.
410-583-1057. East Baltimore, Larry. Happy Friday, Larry.
Good morning. How you doing? Happy Friday.
Doing well, man.
I look at the schedule. Well, I see Detroit going to kill Pittsburgh. Between Gibbs and Montgomery, I look for over 200 yards. Then they play Cleveland. Miles Garrett probably put Rodgers out. Then Ravens play. I mean, Ravens, the one wide open for them. I don't see Pittsburgh winning another game.
I hope you're right. And I hope Detroit smacks them around this weekend.
Pittsburgh, no Gibbs going to kill them. And St. Brown, they probably beat them something like 40-15, 40-14. You know, Gibbs going to run all over them.
I think Gibbs has a big game this week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Larry. Have a good weekend, man. I hope he's right. I hope both of you are right. You think Aaron Rodgers is starting to feel it, though?
Well, here's the other thing. Like with him, hasn't he looked good the past 2 weeks?
Very.
Did he turn back the clock? Did he catch lightning in a bottle? Or was it the right matchup in back-to-back weeks?
Well, I think it was probably a little bit right matchup. But I think also, he's still Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he has something left in the tank. Does he have 17 games in the tank? No. But was he on cruise control now, amping it up, knowing, hey, not only am I trying to get the playoffs, I'm trying to stay around here next year.
Could be. I mean, you look at the...
They don't scare me. I'm just saying he doesn't look bad.
Yeah, their defense is still horrendous. Mm. And again, no TJ Watt this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Maybe back next week?
Maybe.
But again...
He's coming back for the Ravens.
But if the Ravens win and the Steelers lose, he's not coming back next week because that game doesn't mean anything. Then you come back for the final week against the Ravens. And that's going to be your Sunday night football game. And then you're probably playing on Monday night in the playoffs if you win. If the Steelers win, same thing. Because if you're playing Sunday night, a lot of times they've moved team to the Monday night football playoff game now that we have one.
I wouldn't mind that.
I just don't like the short week that follows.
Monday night football at home? I wouldn't mind that.
Tuesday morning quarterback?
Makes your week shorter.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. My man Lee Sterling joins us at 6:45. That's Jeremy's guest. But I love Lee Sterling. I love energy you bring. Do you think it's unfair to call Lamar immature at times or people piling on because of his struggles this year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We had someone call in yesterday who says they think Lamar Jackson, did he use the word immature, Joe? He questioned his leadership, definitely.
Yeah, I don't think it was immature. His body language, stopped showing his emotions on the sideline.
Shows too many emotions on the sidelines, throwing his helmet, things like that. Well, and I said, you do realize Lamar did that when he was MVP. And I said it was akin to, remember people racing to their seat before the game to see Ray Lewis dance? And then when the team started losing, they said because he's dancing too much.
Yeah. Well, if you remember correctly, the guy that everyone loves in this town, Joe Flacco, showed no emotion. And they killed him for that for years.
Yeah.
How come he doesn't show any, like he's Joe Cool. He doesn't show any emotion. Is he on the sideline looking at the tablets with everyone else? Is he working with his wife? Like they question everything.
And they only question when success isn't what they want. Because if they were, what are they right now? 7-7? They were 10-4? You know, or more wins? They'd say he's fiery.
He's
a leader.
Was Tom Brady immature?
That's what I said. Tom Brady cussed his offensive coordinator out several times on the sidelines.
Was Peyton Manning immature? Exactly. Where his left tackle had to step up and tell him to move along before he kicked his ass because he was going off on the entire offensive line in Jeff Saturday.
Was Philip Rivers immature when he's talking trash to the other sidelines while he's on the field? All those guys. And Lamar was never immature again when he's winning an MVP and the team was the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. No, he's not immature. You have a problem with the results.
Yeah.
Call it what it is.
It's not, like, again, immature is not even a word that I would think about him. Like, you start to look, like, you can criticize a lot of things. Like, how about after the game? I know people aren't going to care about this, but Aditi Kinkabwala was this sitting there, and he wraps his coat around her while she's doing the interview because it's freezing out on the damn field. Like, talking about somebody getting mad because a play doesn't go well. Like, I haven't watched him throw other teammates under the bus. Not once. That cat up in Pittsburgh is like, yeah, he ran the wrong route. He didn't block. He didn't. And again, like, but the one that's immature is here. He just did it. Jonnu knows to run the right route. Nobody's going to be more upset at Jonnu than Jonnu. Oh, I'm sorry. That interception wasn't your fault. He did. And even if it was true, why do you do that? Because it's Aaron Rodgers. You know I'm right. Like,
the expression of it was Aaron Rodgers. He ran the wrong route.
Yeah, that's him. It ain't my fault. You know how, like, when somebody goes, I had a teammate once that anytime somebody said my bad, he goes, I know, I didn't throw that pass. Oh, okay. Most of the time people go, hey, don't worry about it, we'll pick you up. It was your fault.
But you're right, man. I mean, and going back to that cat you said in Pittsburgh, you know, he's yelling to the sidelines because he doesn't like to play. Is that immature? Is that immature?
Yes.
Yes. You know what I mean? But you can't. But again, if this team was in first place by itself and fighting for supremacy in the AFC and they were rolling, then you wouldn't point those things out. We only point things out. Ed said he compared it to Adam Jones. Yeah, you know, he dropped that ball because he was out there blowing bubbles. What, two innings ago?
Yeah.
Because he blew bubbles two innings ago, and now he didn't get to the ball because of that?
Remember when Pedro Strop had nine straight scoreless innings, and then all of a sudden he came out and gave up a run, and it was because his hat was crooked?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. People say the dumbest things, and they try to find ways around it to take shots anytime they get. Like, we have a mutual friend that has a friend of his that takes a shot at Lamar after every time they lost. But very quiet when they're winning. Doesn't say a damn thing. Just waits until a loss comes up and let me go to social media.
You love Nick Wright, don't you?
I can't stand his ass.
Well, it's funny you say that because this is what he had to say on First Things First.
He's the only franchise quarterback that is, at any given week, any given day, might be barking back at critics on social media, in the media, and for some reason with Lamar, we just don't seem to care. Like, it's just like, it's because it's not a big deal. It's weird. There's a lot of stuff about this stage Lamar Jackson that flags as odd, given his stature in the league, his stature with his team, and how good of a player he is. And that I was not, that yesterday I said to the group, guess who missed practice with the flu? And two of the three people at the desk, first guess said Lamar. That's a problem. And so I just...
I'm wondering what your conclusion is.
I think there are a lot of signs of immaturity with Lamar Jackson.
That was Chris Broussard in the background. Your boy.
If it came from him, then you don't have to trust any of that because everything he spews is nonsense. He's probably still telling you the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs because you know what? The old Kansas City fan there doesn't like anybody that's not Pat Mahomes. And then he loves taking shots at Lamar. And again, there are things that I think are deserved to talk about. If you want to talk about him missing practices, this year isn't one of them because we understand he's coming back from an injury and trying to get there. But this has been a thing before. Like as soon as the Lamar misses practice because he's sick, all the posts from social media started coming out about him hitting some old soul food spots and said, hey, did he get the bubble guts again for ordering something bad off the menu? I don't think like a lot of this stuff is fair. Immature is what you're going at? No, it doesn't apply to me.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm just tired of the double standard, the different standard that applies to Lamar. I mean, I love Lamar, you know, but I mean, he's not beyond reproach. I mean, he has some things that, you know, he does wrong or some things, you know, but the thing is, boy, I hate the double standard. Okay. When Lamar can't win MVP year. Yes. I mean, when Lamar came up for MVP consideration last year, it's like, well, he has too much around him. And that's why, you know,
Dan Orlovsky? Dan Orlovsky's reason for Lamar not winning the MVP last year is his reason for Josh Allen getting it this year again. He's talking about the fact that this great running game from James Cook, and you don't have any wide receivers, so it's Josh Allen and James Cook doing it all themselves. But when you were knocking Lamar last year, you were saying he's got Derrick Henry in the backfield. He can't win. But Josh Allen can win when you got one of the best running backs in the backfield now? It's just like it's a double standard from these guys.
Yesterday, I wanted to call in for a shovel with the guy saying that Lamar was showing emotion and stuff like that. Phillip Rivers showed emotion. Other quarterbacks showed emotion. Why Lamar can't show emotion? He doesn't throw people under the bus, you know? And it's like, you can't win, man. And some of the criticism is crazy.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a good weekend, man. Yeah, it is crazy. And I agree. There's a double standard that's just ridiculous.
I don't know what Nick Wright's hard on for Lamar is because he can't stop talking about him.
We got to find out what his draft prediction was. Was he one of the guys that said he wasn't going to make it in the NFL? We got to go back to the origin of Lamar coming to the NFL.
That's a good point, too. But with him being a Chiefs fan, it's always been that way. Because Lamar will never be this. Lamar's not that.
Because if that's the case, then that's probably his heart on. Hey, I said he wasn't going to be good. Yeah, he may have wanted two MVPs, but reality has kicked in. I had a lady ask me the other day, I was at DeSantis. She said, do you think Lamar's overpaid? And I looked at her. I said, you know what, ma'am, I'm not even going to answer that question. I said, because number one, you get what you negotiate. Number one, this is not a government job where there's a pay scale. So that's number one. Number two, he's two-time MVP and still one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League. That's what they get paid. So I'm not.
Can we stop with that already? Because like, if they're not making the money, then the billionaires are making the money. Then it's going in their pockets and not.
Or why do we complain when teams don't pay and then complain when teams pay? Like someone actually asked me, $31 million a year? $31 million a year? I heard he's not a good first baseman. Talking about Pete Alonso. Well, wait a minute. You complain about the Orioles overpaying now?
When there's no salary cap, and all you've been saying is there's no salary cap, so I don't want to hear they can't spend money.
Exactly.
Then they spend money, and it's like, well, how good is he at first base? Jesus.
World of Stupid at 7 o'clock. We missed it the last 2 days, but on the other side, we missed him last week. He's back. Lee Sterling joins us on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Jeremy, Chris B. on Facebook gave us an answer to Nick Wright.
Yep.
A couple of years ago, Nick Wright left Lamar off his top five list and was ragging on him on social media. Lamar Jackson responded to the post with a...
He posted one of the... I forget what kind of monkey it is, but it has like the long nose and the...
That was Lamar's response.
Yeah.
And it's been salty Nick ever since then.
And it's like Nick Wright's like one of those guys that clutches his pearls when they talk trash to us and we come back at him. I'm going to talk to your boss. You can't talk to me that way.
He doesn't know. Our boss will laugh too.
Yeah.
Funny. Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, he is Lee Sterling. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, great morning.
Yeah.
Smart enough to take the money line last night with Seattle instead of laying the 1.5, 2 points. So
Lee, is that something you do
very,
all the time?
So I only do it in two sports generally. if you do it all the time, you know, you got to pay obviously some heavy juice sometimes, like minus 125, minus 135. But I will do it in the NFL and I will do it in college basketball. See a lot of teams favored by 1, 2, 3 points and end up winning by 1 or 2 points. So college basketball, usually want to do it, especially with a lower total.
Hey, let's talk about the NFL this weekend because we have a lot of interesting games, and it actually starts on Saturday. Packers-Bears, you mentioned 1.5. We got another one right there.
Yeah, and wow, first game was a doozy. I think Green Bay is going to be in trouble here. They were not able to touch Denver quarterback Bo Nix last week. What makes you think they're going to be able to sack Chicago's Caleb Williams without Micah Parsons? That could be a problem. First game, great game plan by Christian Watson's head coach. They said, oh, we're going to put him in the slot, and we're going to run him across the formation and make safeties guard him. He had 2 touchdowns. Now, he's not 100% with a hamstring injury. Chicago, you know, they probably should have sent that game to overtime. I actually thought it was a great call on 4th and 1. Problem was Caleb Williams waited too long to throw the football and underthrew his receiver. So I think, though, this game will be different. First game, they only had 27 rushes, 35 passes. I think they're going to want to run the ball a lot more here, try to play with the lead here. I mean, number 2 in rushing success rate is this Bears team here. So I think the Packers are mentally reeling from that loss and losing Micah Parsons. I like the Bears here on Saturday night, 28-20.
I told Jeremy that. Broncos, Jaguars, man, you know, at the beginning of the season, you look at this and you don't think the Jaguars are amongst the team best in the AFC. And neither would you think about the Broncos, maybe more improved, but not where they are right now. How do you like this one?
Yeah, so I think that Denver is going to give Trevor Lawrence a handful. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, they've won 5 straight games straight up and against the spread. He's coming off throwing 6 touchdowns against the lousy Jets here. You know, 4 of those 5 wins were by 17 to 29 points. Now they got to go cross-country, play at Mile High. Wouldn't that be a great name for a stadium? And then the Jaguars are going to have to run the ball against the number 3 run defense. And if they're not successful there, then they got to face one of the top 2 pass defenses that have a great pass rush and maybe some of the best defensive backs you're going to see in the NFL. So I think this is the game here where Trevor Lawrence has some trouble, throws 2 or 3 interceptions, and boys, Bo Nix starting to gain confidence, and he's not even running the ball much at all. I like Denver big here, 30-13.
Hey, Lee, if the Ravens are able to win on Sunday night and the Steelers lose, that means Week 17 game means nothing, and they both can rest players because it comes down to the final week of the season. Lions are hosting the Steelers. Lions favored by 7. What do you see happening?
All right, so 8-6 Steelers. They stamped their Monday night brand all over the Dolphins, pretty much doing what they're supposed to do. They always win on Mondays. Miami does what they always do. They underperform, low expectations in the bitter cold of winter. I think they've won like 2 games below 40 degrees in the last 30 years. Story for another day. We could go deeper into that. But moving indoors, some real problems here as they're going to have to face the Steelers defense. The number 5 rushing attack, number 3 passing attack without T.J. Watt. I mean, this Pittsburgh offense is not built to trade scores here. So I like Detroit here. I think they run away and pull away here in the second half, 34-23.
Lee Sterling joins us from Paramount Sports, giving his picks for the week. Ravens Sunday Night Football against the Patriots. Patriots, great season so far this year. Drake May, by many people's opinion, an MVP candidate. Ravens favored by 2.5. How do you like this one, Lee?
So, you know, in all sports, you don't just all of a sudden go from a losing team to winning the title. You got to pay your dues. And I think, you know, that was a learning lesson to the Patriots last week, that the Bills were going to come out there, and they came out in the second half and found a way to come back and win. So I think they'll learn from it, but boy, do they have pieces. Drake May, right now, he's the better runner and also passer. Lamar Jackson just refuses to run the football. 2 rushes last week, didn't have to, you know, but I think this week, if they want to have a chance to win the game, he's going to have to do both. Trevian Henderson, I mean, why aren't they using this guy more? 56 and 62-yard touchdown run. He's had five of more than 50. They're getting explosive plays. So this is going to be a game that goes right down to the wire. But I think in a one-possession game, you take the points here. I like New England here. I think they pulled the upset here, 26-23.
Well, tell us about your game of the week. It involves the Bills and the Browns.
Yep. They want to get that game. Another big game for seeding here in the AFC. You want to get it, just call 800-400-9741. Give you the Bills and the Browns. Having a great season. Won 12 of the last 15 weeks on Saturday and Sunday. So you want to hop on board. We call it Double Down December. Get every game through the end of the month. We got 2 weeks of college football bowls. Starts tonight with Alabama, Oklahoma. Also, we've got the NFL, 2 weeks of the NFL, and 27 bowl games over the next 2 weeks. So you want to give us a shot, use coupon code SAVE100 for the Double Down December special. Every single game for 2 weeks comes down to $297 with the coupon code ParamountSports.com. And I want to wish both you and Jeremy and your families and staff and all the listeners out there a happy, healthy holiday. And we'll reconvene the Friday before the Super Bowl.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, Lee. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks, man.
You too, guys. See you, buddy.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to getting Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you, man?
Good. TGIF and TYT.
There you go, buddies. There you go. Happy Friday to you.
Yep. My score prediction is 24-21 Ravens. Go Ravens, and you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend too. Owings Mills, Tony. What's up, Tony?
Hey, everybody. What's up, Rollo?
What's up, man? How are you?
Jeremy.
What's up, Tony?
I'm doing good, brother. Hey, look, I'm just going to make this quick. I said this 2 years ago. It will go down as the worst decision the Ravens organization made when they let that boy, that brilliant young mind, leave out of our door, go to Seattle, and keep Harbaugh in office. I'd have sent Harbaugh up to the front office, said this is our future, and that's what it would have been. We're going to pay for that one.
Well, I don't know how many people were in the same boat as me, but I said when it was going down, I know you can't say this. But I would keep McDonald, and I would let John Harbaugh walk. And understanding what the season the Ravens were coming, you couldn't do it.
You couldn't.
There's nothing you could do.
You would have.
Oh, man. I mean, watching this guy and seeing what he did from year one to year two and seeing a difference in the scheme.
Yes. In your defense, you did say it at the time, and I thought you were ridiculous then.
You can't do it. You just can't do it as a team. It would be like winning the Super Bowl and getting rid of the quarterback. Oh, wait a minute. The Ravens did that too. You know what? Just forget about it.
By the way, Tony was my Air Force recruiter.
Really?
Yep. Way back in the day.
Man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. NFL Week 16 picks. We'll do that at 7:15. But on the other side, it's the world of stupid.
Yeah, I got some fun stuff for you, some puzzling things. But one of the main stories that we're going to talk about has to do with darts. And something that happened in darts that I don't even know how you... You follow through with this, and I'll explain it to you, and I'll show you the picture.
I used to be in the dart league.
Did you?
More proof that I have too many white friends.
That is absolute more proof.
Although my partner was a black guy.
You guys were the...
Daryl Jackson.
What was the name of your team?
The Soul Patrol. No, it wasn't. I was just...
We'll do more of that when we come back in the world of stupid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.